Welcome to my podcast. This is BK Hamon again, and I'm here to share something that I believe that will be of importance to your life's journey. I believe that it's going to help you. And as much as I'm sharing this to help, it's also a way for me to help myself. So even as you are listening, I believe that you should share so others can also enjoy. Now, I just want to share something briefly with you today. And then I want to talk about dreams. Dreams. I'm not a rich man yet. I don't even know if I'm going to be, but I believe I'm going to be. But I don't know because nothing in this world is for a fact, and nothing is a totally sure. You know, sometimes we believe, you have this conviction that once we focus positively on something, then our positive thought can generate positivity or positive outcome. Then we also believe that, you know, law of attraction, people have to attract what they think of, what you possess, what you ruminate over and over again will begin to be your physical manifestation. There are a lot of people who have spoken about that and made it seem like it is the truth and the only truth, but I think I have an alternate thought. I don't believe that whatever we think of or our positive affirmations are going to manifest just because we contain that thought or we ruminate over that thought in our mind. No, I believe that if thoughts are going to be manifested into physicalities, then that will be as a result of the work put in. And I also believe that people who achieve great things end up believing that they believe themselves even in the beginning when they had no idea whatsoever of their greatness. Because they believe that, well, I thought positively. I always believed that I'm going to be like this, and then here I am. So then positive affirmations must be true. Positive affirmations must be, oh, positive thought must be true or the truth. But then I believe that with positive thought, you put yourself in a place to be able to endure the pain that you are going through. And in the process of endurance, you end up taking steps to change your destiny, to change your life, to change the experiences that you are having. Now, listen to me carefully. You can only change the experiences you are having when you change the path that you are walking. If you keep walking the same path each and every day, I'm pretty sure you are going to be seeing the same thing each and every day. If there's going to be a change in the thing that you see on the same path that you've been walking every day, then it's going to take quite a long time, because change takes time. So if something is going to change on the same path that you walk every day, then it means that there has to be a gradual change over a certain period of time. That's the only time you can experience or see a change. But then the only way to experience change often, the only way to experience change continuously in the short period of time, continuously over and over again, is when you change the path you walk over and over again. Because whatever path you walk, you get a different experience. Whatever way, whatever direction you take, you get a different experience. So the only way you can change your experience is when you change your path. You know, it's very difficult for people, or it's very difficult when I hear people talk about not seeing change in their lives over a very long period of time. But then they take no step to change their own doings and dealings. Now, if you don't change your dealings, if you don't change the things that you do, if you don't change the steps that you take, I mean, how do you expect things to change for you? You keep doing things over and over again, the same way, the same style, and then you want different results. That is not going to work. If there's going to be a change, it's going to take a very long time for that change to happen. Progress is possible, growth is possible, all of these things are possible. But then it can only happen when there is a deliberate step or a deliberate move to cause that change. Now, as I said earlier, I'm going to talk about dreams. What dreams are. And why they're important. Dreams are very important in the life of every individual. Because the dreams becomes the navigation through which our life journey passes. Dreams are the directions or the road signs leading to our growth as a people, both spiritually, physically, and psychologically. Dreams make our lives bearable. Dreams. So dreams are very important. And then I'm going to talk about two types of dreams. The dreams that we have when we are asleep and the dreams that we have when we are awake. Every aspiration that you envision yourself being in, any form of growth, any form of achievement that you envision yourself having in the near future or the far future is a form of dream. Anything you see yourself achieving in the years ahead is a form of dream. And the only reason you can reach the place you want to reach is because of these dreams. You see, the dreams are a pictorial representation of what we have not achieved yet. Because in reality, when you haven't achieved something, you are not supposed to be able to see it. You are not supposed to be able to feel it. You are not supposed to be able to experience it. I mean, if I envision myself to be the next billionaire from Africa, until I become the next billionaire from Africa, I can't experience the state of being a billionaire. If I envision myself to be the president of my nation, if I envision myself to be the chairperson of African Union someday, until I get to that level, I cannot experience and feel and have a clear picture of how that feels like. And so it would have been very difficult for us to have an understanding or even a star to help us navigate through the wilderness to our success, if it's not because of the availability of dreams. I mean, as much as I haven't reached where I want to reach in life, I believe that the dream I have for my future gives me a clear pictorial representation of how it will feel like when I get there. And even if there's going to be a difference between what I envision and what the reality will be, it wouldn't be far from each other. You see, until you begin to see what you want your life to be, you can never achieve it. Until you begin to experience, until you begin to put yourself in the state of flow, until you begin to put yourself in a flow state towards the achievement of what you really want to achieve before you leave this earth, it will be impossible. It is the reason why dreams are very important. I mean, I haven't seen any great man, I haven't seen any great success achiever who has no vision, who has no dream, because it is the dream that help you navigate your life through. It is the dream that help you survive the pain, the harsh pain that life put you through. The tendency for us to give up as a people is high. The tendency to take the easy path or the easy way, which is suffering at the end, is high. You see, when God created man, that is, if you believe in the Christian story of creation, when God created man, he put man in the garden that had everything in. Now, that will tell you that the initial idea of God wasn't for man to suffer, but then the initial idea of man was for man to live in luxury and satisfaction and have a constant koinonia with him. And then out of disobedience, we became who we became. And so the original make of a human, or the original make of a man, or the original make of a woman, is not to experience suffering but to experience luxury. That is why every person, and I repeat, every human being by default is a lazy person by our standards of what laziness is and what hard work is. Every person is a lazy person. There's no single person who will tell you that they wake up every morning very happy, getting up from bed at a certain hour and getting to work at a certain hour. Every person by default is lazy. We enjoy being lazy. We wish we could just get whatever we want by not putting in any work. And there's nothing wrong with having that feeling, because that is the basic human. That is human being. That is who we are. But then things change, and then we have to work to earn every single living. We all love soft life, but we are in a harsh world, and the world itself is such that it deliberately tries to stop us from achieving what we are supposed to achieve. It's like every step of the way, there is something trying to block you. If it's academic, there is something stopping you from being a good student. If it's work, there is something bothering you at work. Maybe you have a terrible boss. Maybe you have terrible work colleagues. Maybe you have bad customers. You have at any point in time in one's life, there is always something that is trying to be a blockade to the growth of a person. And so why do so many people, out of all this pain, aside all these troubles and temptations, end up and the high potentiality of possible failure, people still make it? Why do people make it? People make it sometimes because the vision, the dream they have, is bigger than all the pain they go through. So one thing you should understand is that your dream is supposed to be bigger than your pain. Because if your dreams are not bigger than your pain, you can't achieve them. I have a dream, and my dreams are bigger than my pain. So I can endure pain, I can endure insult, I can endure pressures, I can endure ungratefulness. I can sometimes even endure disrespect, because I believe that all these things are supposed to be just so I can pass through them and push through them to my destination, which is my dream. And then you can do too. You know, sometimes it's tough in life. You will feel it is the end. You will feel there is nothing you can do anymore. You will feel you have gotten to the point where you are supposed to just throw in the towel and surrender. But I tell you, it doesn't matter how many no's you've received in your life, there is a yes in your story. It doesn't matter how many bad news you've heard, there is a good news awaiting for you on your journey. One time somebody called me. He said, "Mr. Hamon, I want to meet you. I want to have a conversation with you." I said, "Okay." So I directed him to my office. He came. Fortunately or unfortunately, when I met the person in real life, I realized that's the person I've crossed paths in life. Went to the same primary school with him. We are not classmates, but we're in the same school. In primary. We had a very lengthy conversation, but a part of the conversation that I want to share with you. He said, "Mr. Hamon, I've tried all I could and I've tried all I can. To set up a shop, because after junior high school, I never continued my education. I went to learn a trade. I learned to be a carpenter, had a place, set up something and started working, but I hardly get a job to do, and I'm very good at my job. I've tried, I've gone to prayers, I've gone to places to seek help, spiritual help even, and none of them seems to work. It seems I've been cursed or something. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm giving up." I looked at him. I felt for him, and deep inside of my heart, I was so sad. Then I asked myself, why is he supposed to go through all that pain? Why is he supposed to go through all that disappointment? Why is he suffering like that? Why is man even supposed to suffer in the first place? Started asking questions, because I felt for him. There are other sensitive parts of his story that I cannot share. But his story was very tragic. So I asked him, why is he still alive? He said, "The only reason I'm still alive is that I cannot get the courage enough to do the needful to myself." I mean, he meant he couldn't get the courage enough to kill himself, to commit suicide. That's why he's still alive. So I asked him, if it is in your power and your ability, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Say everything, be all things being equal, things are smooth for you. He said all he wants to do is to build a 2-bedroom house, marry and have 1 child, save his money, work and have a beautiful family. That's what he's looking out for. I said, "Isn't that too small of an aspiration?" He said, "I don't want that much. This is all I want." And then I told him that if this is all you want, then this is the reason you need to continue pushing until you achieve it. He said, but I'm not getting a job. I said, you are not getting a job, but then you will. Just keep the hope alive. Now, you see, once you put yourself in a confinement, in a place where you limit yourself and tell yourself that it is done, I'm not getting a job, once you begin to actualize and definitize your problems, it becomes a blockade to your progress. You should recognize the fact that you have a problem, but then the problem should be a navigation to your growth. Now that you understand that you have a problem, it should actually motivate you to want to be able to deal with the problem, not to give up. It is better you know your problem. It is better you understand and know what your problems are. It is better than not knowing. Because now that you know, then you can do something about it. Now imagine you had no idea what your problem was, but you are still not progressing. Now you understand the reason why you are not progressing is the fact that you are not getting clients to give you contract. So now that you understand, take deliberate steps, create a good network, meet people. Go to places where your service is needed. Talk to the people there. Talk to big men there. Be friends with them. Take their numbers. Don't only call them when you need a contract or when you need a job. Talk to them once in a while. Call them. Be friends with them. Let your network be vast. And I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but then with time, it's going to start yielding. Guess what? He applied this and he's already succeeding gradually. You see, he had a dream. The dream is of a two-bedroom house, a wife and a child, and a continuous income that he can use to take care of his family. That's his dream. And this is the dream that is carrying him. What is your dream? You need a dream. Because without a dream, your life will be blind. You'll be going through life blind. You need a dream. This is Mr. P here on Monday, then the founder of Success Achievers Conferences once again. I love you.